Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kim Spillers, and she is a volunteer with the Lullaby Foundation. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet, because people need to know about the Lullaby Foundation. I think there are some people who've never heard of it, sorry to say, and there are some people going, are they still in business? And so you are here to tell us you certainly are. Kim, what is the purpose of the Lullaby Foundation?
The purpose of the Lullaby Foundation, we've been around for 10 years this year already. It's just amazing. I hadn't thought about that. But what we do is to level the playing field for students in the Atlantic School District. It's for any child who lives in the district from birth up until into the college years, beyond high school.
Okay.
And what we do is we help with financial needs to help students feel like they can fit in and belong.
Okay, because there are so many expenses. I mean, I'm ancient, but I'm thinking when I went to school, I don't remember paying anything. And now there are just a lot of different kinds of fees. And if you want to belong to something or you want to play something, man, it's expensive.
Yes, it is. And so what we want to try to do is to help help families. The poverty rate in Southwest Iowa and in Southern Iowa and actually across the state is something that we really need to be addressing. If there was no poverty, we would not be having a need for the Lullaby Foundation. So what we're trying to do is to help families, and specifically to help their kids with needs. We've bought cheerleading uniforms. We have helped, with attending camps, with going to national events. We have helped with such basic things as supplying hygiene, toothpaste, toothbrushes, underwear, personal items, things like that, because families are in such straits, some of them, that this is a way to help their kids.
Yeah, because you really hate to see those kids that are, I mean, they are equal, they're smart, they have lots of talent, and if they get left out, it's a sad loss for all of us.
It is indeed, and we want to make sure that money is not the inhibitor. And so that's what the Lullaby Foundation is all about. We have an annual fundraiser. We had it's a golf tournament, so anybody who wants to golf, keep an eye out and let us know you want to play. The tournament is getting bigger and bigger, and we have sponsors, and we can do teams, and we can playing around on the course. But that is our biggest source of income for the kids. This year we raised about $3,000, and that will at $200 a child, if you that's the maximum amount, if you kind of average that out. So we're helping a number of kids, and it doesn't have to be that maximum amount. It's just whatever need the child has, and we take it on a case-by-case basis.
Who decides that? How do you find those kids? Who says this child needs help versus maybe one who doesn't need so much?
We frequently have requests from teachers, the staff at school, because other than the parents, that's where they're seen. The kids are seen most often. So frequently our instructors are the ones who go to our website. That's how you do it. You can do it two ways. If you talk to some of us, and I'll tell you who we are here in town, we can do this personally, person to person. And the other way is to go to lullabyfoundation.org, and it's Lullaby has an E on the end, so Lullaby Foundation.
And the computer will want to correct it, but don't correct it. Put that E on it.
Put the E on there, because that's where you're going to find the right place. And you'll see our new logo. It's two children on a teeter-totter, so that's the distinguishing logo to level the playing field. That's what we chose so that we can do that. There is a tab on the website called Sweet Dreams, S-W-E-E-T, Sweet Dreams, like a candy. And what you do is click on that link and then read the information. And there's a whole form to fill out that can be emailed to me, kim@ghorizons.com, or it can be printed out, filled out, and you can hand it to one of the adults in the community who are volunteers with Lullaby.
Or give it to the teacher, and the teacher would pass it on. Is that appropriate?
Absolutely. We can do it that way. So there are a number of vehicles to be able to get help for children.
Keep it simple, Kim.
Yeah.
Keep
yes.
it simple.
Absolutely.
And I know you've done a lot of work. If we have a moment, we'll talk a little more. You've given some examples. But I want to talk a bit about the beginning of the Lullaby Foundation, and there's some changes going on. And then you also want to tell us, let's start with the local volunteers first.
Okay. There are a number of volunteers. Myself, my husband Frank, so Kim and Frank Spillers, Angie and Clint Wepler, they still have a child at the high school, so they get to see contacts a lot. They're very popular connections. Dr. Mike and Pam Amstein through the school district, Jan Highfill, Linda Weaver, there are a number of people who have been involved. We were at one time on the board when the founders, Sally and Dennis Meyer from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, they were the ones who founded it, specifically Sally. It was a way to work through the loss of her family to a cult in Chicago. There's a happy ending to that story as well. That might be a whole nother show. But so they moved, retired to Illinois, and so they decided it was easier to have the board locally where they could participate more easily instead of Skype, because that's what we had been doing. And so the board is in Illinois, but they're actually having a mystery dinner theater in October as their first fundraiser for the Illinois chapter of Lullaby. So we're growing, and that's exciting.
It is exciting, and I know your hope is that could just keep on happening as more people find out about going, oh, we could do this. I mean, obviously, it is possible for local people to say, we could do this.
Absolutely. It was wonderful to have Dee and Sally here when they started, but it is absolutely just a group of people. That's what life is all about. You rally around a cause, and you want to help people, and that's what Lullaby seeks to do for the kids in our area.
Okay. It's good to know that it's still going, and that that access, as you say, on the website is still very available to people. I want to go back to, you said, oh, here's some things we've done. Can you think of individuals? I know you don't want to give names, but think of individuals and give a few more examples of things that Lullaby Foundation has done for some particular kids.
Well, the first thing for the public to know is that we do not know who a child is. That is a criteria, is that the Lullaby group board volunteers, the child is anonymous. That is an expectation. We don't want to know who that child is. I couldn't tell you if I wanted to by name, and that's just fine. We have supplied local personal hygiene needs for groups of children. We have gone so far as one of them was a funeral expense request, and that's been a number of years ago. But the range is wide. Most frequently, it's to help a child be involved in an activity at school.
Okay, you mentioned a cheerleader's outfit?
Yes, one of the a young woman going into freshman year a few years ago, she wanted to be a cheerleader, and she didn't have the family didn't have money to buy her cheerleading uniform. And so the request was submitted, it fits our parameters, and so the check is written to the mentor, to the community member. It's never, ever, ever, ever a parent. What we do is to give the money for the specific dollar amount to the adult who brings that to our attention. That adult then sees that need is fulfilled, that sweet dream, and then they turn receipts back in so that we have a paper loop.
Okay. Have you ever have you been given the opportunity to buy, for instance, I'm thinking track shoes or sports equipment, because that's very expensive.
It is. We have done some shoes. That's really not as frequent a request, actually, as attending honor band camp. Miss Gasser at the music department at the high school is phenomenal about looking out for kids, and so we frequently help kids get to participate in some sort of a musical program, and we're delighted to do that.
Absolutely. So, of course, I'm thinking, I say of course, but I better ask, if a group wanted you to come and speak to them about Lullaby Foundation, would you be happy to do that?
We would be happy to figure out some person who is available. We are all volunteers, and we have, our businesses and things that we need to attend to, but absolutely, we can figure out somebody to come. We've spoken at Kiwanis and Lions, and we've really been all over, and when Sally and Dee were here, they really were in the news quite a bit. The News Telegraph has been great. You've been wonderful to have us on for KJN. So we have lots of media attention that it has. I appreciate the opportunity that, Lullaby is still here, and we really are helping kids, and we need the community support to bring them to our attention and then to help us finance those sweet dreams.
Have you ever had any response from the recipients, a thank you note or any kind of response saying how much that helped them?
Yes, actually, we have. That is also a criteria that is on the website, is that although we do not know who the child is, the young person is, that we do ask for an anonymous thank you note, and we keep those. We have boxes of them, and so yes, we do. And the cheerleader example that we mentioned a little while ago, she went on then, and she reportedly was a tremendous role model for the other cheerleaders. She was so touched and so thrilled by having this position and this opportunity that she went ahead and she modeled for the other young women who are cheerleading. And so those are wonderful stories, and they just give you incentive to keep going.
That's kind of the payback for being a volunteer, I think. We want to thank you very much, Kim Spillers, a volunteer for the Lullaby Foundation. And again, the website is Lullaby with an E on it, Foundation. Go and check it out. And a donation is always welcome. So think about, until next time, just be a part of giving in this way.